He's been called the Red Rocker. He gave us the textbook definition of heavy metal.
Get your one-way ticket to midnight. Call it heavy metal noise.
His influence made Congress rethink their national speed limit laws. And he's had a profound effect on how we approach our weekends.
Get on the phone, tell all your friends. Tell them it's going to be a rock and roll weekend. Turn up the music. Boy, you know what I want to hear.
Tonight, it's time to raise your glasses and scream for another round. Live from the Hard Rock Cafe in Los Angeles, the SFX Radio Network presents the world premiere broadcast of Red Voodoo, the brand new album from Sammy Hagar. And now, here's your host for the evening, Jim Ladd.
Welcome to the Hard Rock Cafe and our world premiere broadcast of Sammy Hagar's new album, Red Voodoo. Oh, yeah. I'm Jim Ladd from KLOS Los Angeles, the radio station here in L.A. And tonight, we are here to party. So if you're ready, please welcome the Red Rocker himself. Ladies and gentlemen, Sammy Hagar.
Hello, everyone. Now, don't you people here live, don't you forget, there's hundreds of thousands of people out there that aren't here, so we got to let them know that we're partying, because they're going to be partying with us, all right? This is a party.
Well, all right, let me ask you a couple of questions here. First off, we're going to go right to the first song that's out.
Oh, good.
and by the way, how are you?
Stressed. I'm stressed.
You weren't feeling real well yesterday.
I was in bed last night with 104 temperature, and it's amazing what doctors and tequila will do for you.
All right.
You know.
All right.
But I'm here. I'm ready to go. This is gonna be fun. You know.
Now, speaking of tequila, this song Mas Tequila. This is gonna be the party song of 1999. Am I right? I mean, come on.
That's what we're talking about.
And what I love is, you got to understand that in an age where it seems that every time you turn around, somebody from the fun police is telling you to stop smoking this or stop eating that, and you come along and say, screw it, let's get ripped.
Well, to me, it's like Red Voodoo, Jim, is the idea of the album Red Voodoo, that title is a zone. Red Voodoo is a zone, and it's like when you know you got to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and it's about 11:30 at night and you're copping a buzz and having a good time. You go, you know, I'm gonna have two more shots of tequila and stay up one more hour and then I'm going home. And if you do that, then you enter the Red Voodoo zone. But if you go past that, you're in trouble.
I understand.
You know what I mean? It's just a place. It's a Red Voodoo zone. You know,
so
it's a party zone.
This is somewhere between midnight and the dawn patrol is the Red Voodoo zone.
Depends on what time you got to get up.
I understand. Now, let me get it straight. In addition to your rock and roll career, I want you guys to get this. Listen to this. He now has a nightclub called the Cabo Wabo. That's right.
For 10 years, I've had that.
He has his own brand of tequila called right, and the album just happens to begin with a song called Mas Tequila, which is a non-paid advertisement every time the song is played for your product.
It's a lifestyle. It's the way I live, you know.
All I know is you could give Mick Jagger lessons in business. This is amazing.
Hey, they took 12 cases out of the Hawaiian Islands when the Stones played there last year. I was there at the concert. Keith was drinking Cabo Wabo. He fell in love with it. He loved it. They took 12 cases on the plane with him. Let me tell you.
That's what I call a ringing endorsement. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get to the first song of the night. Mas Tequila, Sammy Hagar and Red Voodoo.
Welcome back to the world premiere of Red Voodoo from Sammy Hagar.
I'm Jim Ladd, and we're back with the world premiere broadcast of Sammy Hagar's new CD, Red Voodoo, and we are live from the Hard Rock in Los Angeles. Oh, yeah. Sammy, tell me, for those, and apparently I'm the only person on planet Earth who hasn't been to your club, according to this crowd. Tell us a little bit about the club.
Well, it was originally built 10 years ago when I was still in Van Halen. It was going to be just a mezcal tequila bar with a little palapas roof, you know, and a place where because I live down there a lot. I've lived down there for almost 18 years now. And So I wanted to have this little place where I could go with an acoustic guitar and just play and have some friends come and sing a cappella and all this stuff. But, man, I got carried away. And they start saying, well, yeah, well, we can do this and we can do that and we can do this. And pretty soon it's 10,000 square feet and holds about 750 people. And it's got a couple of restaurants in it. And it's like a shrine for anyone that hasn't been there. It's got all the... right through from Montrose right through my solo career, through Van Halen, through the latest stuff on the walls, and all the bands that have played there, Alice in Chains and all those people, they've sent, you know, a lot of stuff to hanging on the wall. So we got, it's not like it's not quite as diversified as a Hard Rock. It's kind of like a Sammy Hagar shrine.
Sammy, you know? Hagar, yeah, yeah. I got you.
but it rocks, and it's a fun place.
Good. Let's move, we're going to move on to the second song on this new CD, which is called Shag, and I like your thinking here, Sammy. If you follow the order of the album, first he plies the lady with his own brand of tequila, and then you romance her with this song. And the question I have, the word shag is a 60s term for the horizontal mambo. Now, did you get this from the Austin Powers movie?
No, you see, shag is a lot of different things. Originally...
No, it's not.
Well, well, in Maui, we call, when you roll bud and leaf together, it's called shag.
All right.
And in South Carolina, there's a dance from the 60s called the shag. But when I was growing up in high school, if you saw some chick at a party that was with another guy, and you left the party with her, then you shagged his old lady.
Gotcha.
And the Austin Power, the British, when you shag somebody, you do it. You know
that's
what I mean?
Right.
That's shagging.
That's right.
All right. So I mixed them all into one song, and it's a party tune too. I'm sorry, folks, if this album is too much fun. This may not be right for everybody, this album, you know. If you don't like to have fun, this album's gonna bum you out.
You know, he and I were talking about how refreshing it is in the 90s that somebody comes along and unabashedly just says, look, you know, let's have a good time. Let's just have a good time. And I appreciate that. And is this a song that contains the line about white lightning, smoking the white lightning?
Smoking lightning.
Smoking lightning, that's right. Smoking lightning, yes.
Well, I couldn't say, you know.
No, I understand.
Well, I could, but...
But we got it.
I'm in enough trouble, trust me.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. This is another great party tune, as most of this album is. Let's hear Shag now from Sammy Hagar's Red Voodoo. Woo!
And now, back to the Hard Rock Cafe in Los Angeles for the world premiere of Red Voodoo from Sammy Hagar. Here's Jim Ladd.
Thank you, everybody. We are back at the Hard Rock Cafe in Los Angeles with Sammy Hagar. Now, at this stage of your life, you are a rock star, a restaurateur, and a tequila magnet. But let's talk a little bit about the early days when you were just getting started and you meet this guy by the name of Ronnie Montrose.
Oh, I was a lawnmower, a paper boy, a garbage collector, a shoe salesman.
Good for you. Thank God for that call from Ronnie. Yeah. Do you miss the salad days at all? Do you have good memories of those days playing Bad Motor Scooter and Rock Candy and all that? Were they good days?
Absolutely. You know, in the 70s, that was 73, Montrose. We got together in 72. First album came out in 73. And it was like, I was so excited about doing it. It was like where my head is at now. It's funny how you come back around to these cycles. You do it. I did it then because I loved it. I would have done it for free anytime, any place. You didn't have to pay me to have Sammy's band come and set up and play. I'd have played anywhere, any party in the street, you know, any bar that would have us. And those are the memories I have of that, the love. And you couldn't beat me down. I mean, I would have played 365 days of shows a year and everything else. And that's where my head is at again. I love doing this. And you go through this whole period in between where it becomes big business and stuff, which is nothing wrong with that. But that's the thing that usually takes people out of this industry, that bands break up and they say, well, I just stopped, or they start making bad records, because you lose that first thing you had, which was you do it because you love to do it, and you do it the way you love to do it. You don't chase trends around, you know, you do it.
Now, I think probably a good example of that is what happened last night. You had a little trouble last night, but because you're committed, you're here. Tell us about that.
Well, I've canceled 5 shows in 25 years. I've been doing this. All right, I don't cancel shows. But last night I had 114. If I can't sing, that doesn't bother me. I can come up on stage, and especially with people like this, these guys know the words probably better than me. You know what I mean? So the audience will sing and help out. But we were in Houston last night, and I'd been sick for 4 days. And I was doing the shows anyway, and we were in Houston. And came time to leave for the show, I couldn't get up out of bed. I was fever, huddled up, you know, shaking and sweating and, you know, getting too hot and freezing to death and all that stuff. And I didn't have the physical strength, so I didn't do it. And I felt really bad. I'll say live on air right now, KLOL, I think, is probably carrying this. I want to say I'm sorry to the people in Houston. We'll go back and do it. It's not like the end of the world. Just that it was raining real hard, and everybody came down in the rain and got all went through hell to get in. And then couldn't do it. But my band played. The Wobble Readers are the best party band where they played, and they did about a half hour with people in the audience coming up singing 55, and it was great. And Rock Candy, I mean, I heard it was great. Anyway, I didn't enjoy it, but let me tell you, I'd rather be on stage than laying in some bed.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
It depends on the situation. Now, wait a minute, let me rephrase. Hold it now, wait a minute. I'd rather be on stage and laying in bed sweating by myself, hurting any day.
I was going to say, there's a lady over here that may want to have a word with you about that after the show.
We'll talk after the show.
Yeah, okay. we're going to move on to the next song, and we don't have really time to go into the depth, but I got to say this about the song Right on Right. This was recorded live?
It was recorded live at my house, and we put the audience track on there just because it was legitimately the Wobble Readers, the 5 of us in my studio jamming, and we jammed this song, and I made a song out of it. And I just like the idea that we jammed something and kept it in its original form and didn't overdub, and it wasn't in tune very well, and there's a lot of leakage. But so I thought it sounded so live because it was. I took an audience from the Cobble Wobble for my birthday bash from right before I came on, because I have all these live tapes, and I put it on the front of it. It's not trying to trick anyone. It just, that's for the fans that were there. That's you screaming, Sammy! Sammy!
All right.
Sammy!
Here's the song, Right on Right.
We're back on the SFX Radio Network with more from Sammy Hagar and your host, Jim Ladd.
Well, Lord have mercy. We're back.
Woo!
Now, before we get to, I want to get to the title cut with you,
oh.
Mr. Hagar, as he asked me to call him while during the break. Do you remember, I don't know if you remember this time period, but have you ever heard of this band called Van Halen? Remember this band? Ooh, some partisans out here.
Now, seriously, Jim, it's like it's been long enough now that when I think about Van Halen now, I think I'm starting to remember all the fun stuff. I'll be sitting around my house, and I'll be going through some videotapes, you know, get ready to work out or something, right? And I'll see an old Van Halen videotape a bootleg from a live show, and I put it on, and I start smiling, and you know, and I'm going, shit, it was great, you know? It just was a great movie. A great, great movie for 10 years, and then had a horrible ending. That's all I can say. Other than that, but you know, what divorce doesn't, if you really think about it? I mean, who's ever broke up with your partner, you know, and said, and you know, still hug and kiss, you see him on the street, you know, and it's always like, oh, kill him, you know, oh, kill her, you know? And it's like, So, you know, it was just ugly for the last year. Other than that, it was fantastic. I think we wrote some of the greatest songs of the decade. Yeah. And
good for you.
I'm happy it happened.
You're a gentleman, and I think that's the way to approach it in most things in life.
But if I ever see him...
Oh, I see. Yeah. You want to bring out... we got a surprise for you, Sam. Bring him on. No. All right, we're going to talk about the title cut now. And ladies and gentlemen, check this out. For those of you who haven't heard Red Voodoo yet, the lyrics... This guy is such an entrepreneur. The lyrics are really a thinly disguised plug for the menu at your club, isn't it?
Oh, no.
I mean, that's all it is. You think Bruce Springsteen writes lists about life?
I wish I was that clever. I didn't think about that, though. Well, actually, this was about...
Plus, you're the only guy I know in the world that could reference the Beatles' Sergeant Pepper in a song about Cajun food. Come on.
Well, you know, Sergeant Pepper style. See, this song is about peppers, and it's about hot things, about hot women, and it's about hot things, you know? And that's... what Red Voodoo is, like I said earlier when I was talking about Red Voodoo, well, in this case, it's about when you're sitting there going, oh man, we're eating hot food, you're pouring the Tabasco on there, eating, you know, jalapenos and habaneros, and then you're going, oh man, I'm burning up, I'm dying inside, and then you go, I'm gonna have another jalapeno. but if you eat three or four jalapenos, you're in trouble the next day. So you gotta learn that Red Voodoo, to stay in that zone, don't go past it, and because that's right in that zone is where the party is. And this song is influenced by my good buddy Imre Lagasse, who's a great, great, great chef. And it's also influenced by my love for Mexican food and lifestyle.
You know, one of the things that I love about Mexican dishes, and you can back me up on this, there's like four ingredients and 3,000 dishes that they can make out of the same four ingredients. It's unbelievable. But this song is great. Another wonderful party
it's
song.
It's a party tune, yeah.
All right, let's hear it. The title cut from Red Voodoo from Sammy Hagar.
Let's kick it up a notch.
Mercy. Hit it.
But let's get our priorities straight. First things first, I need a drink.
Time for another round with Sammy Hagar and host Jim Ladd on the SFX Radio Network.
We are back live from the Hard Rock Cafe in L.A. We are going to, I'm going to ask you about one of the few serious songs on this great, great party album of yours. It's called Sympathy for the Human. A fascinating song. It's a look at the different religions which either help or hinder humankind, depending on your point of view. And the opening rap, I love this. It's a series of contradictions, kind of like religion.
Yes, it is.
Yes. God put it here, but don't touch it. Look at it, but don't taste it. Taste it, but don't swallow it. And there's all these different faiths. Are you a religious man?
Well, to me, religion is a strange thing because I think it's really originally, it's a good thing. And it's in history, it's been there to help people and the whole human race through certain times. But it's getting a little bit outdated, and not because that spirituality is being outdated, because spirituality is never outdated. It's because of the rules and the power and the corrupt side of a lot of organized religions. But my main gripe about the whole religious scene is that when you run into someone and they go, well, I'm a Christian and this is the only way. I'm a Buddha. This is the only way. You know, I'm a Krishna. This is the only way. Bullshit. Every human beings, we are all on this same planet together. And anyone that finds their own path of righteousness and spirituality and maybe God is the way, not the way it's told from some organized religion. So that's why I'm kind of making fun of it. I feel sorry for the humans. We have all these choices. Oh, I wonder if that's God. Oh, is that God? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's in here. You know,
in the six. Yeah, go ahead. You can give it up for that. Go ahead. In the 60s, there were people that tried a whole different path as well. But
that's important.
That's important. And it doesn't really matter the path. It's just get on one and don't be putting everybody else's path down.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how you get from A to B, which direction you use, as long as you get from A to B. But to say this is the only way, you're shortchanging someone who may just be hinting at finding what's right for them. So anyway, I just don't like the dogmatism of it. And if you belong to that cult, you can't come here. It's supposed to be all the same. Anyway, we're all humans. And like I said, I feel sorry for us.
You know, this brings up an interesting point. In the beginning, back in the 50s, they used to call rock and roll the devil's music. And it's actually turned around that this is really the church of celebration, isn't it? I mean, when you're on stage and you got people here and everybody's here to have a good time and celebrate, what is a better way to praise God than music and having a great time and dancing? Am I right?
Yeah, Jim Morris has said it's about the numbers. It's about numbers, and even a lot of religions believe in numbers. When you have a bunch of people feeling the same thing at once, that's a high, and that connects, and that vibrates off this planet. And when there, let's put it like this, there ain't going to be no fights here tonight.
That's
right. This is going to be love, baby. I feel the love. That's true. It's really true.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, when you get this album, which comes out again Tuesday, the 23rd, give a very, very close listen to Sympathy for the Human. Go ahead, let's roll this one on the SFX Radio Network. Lord have mercy, we are back live at the Hard Rock Cafe in Los Angeles, California. Mr. Hagar is here and ready to rock. We are moments away from he and the Wabaritas taking the stage. It's going to be great. Now, but in this segment of the show, we've got a couple of people here, Sammy. One has come all the way from Chicago. Her name is Dawn. And Don, you have a question. Go ahead.
Hi, Sammy. I'm here courtesy of The Loop in Chicago. And in an interview, I heard you didn't start drinking until you were 30 years old. Why did you start?
Wreck you.
I wasn't having enough fun, I guess. I don't know. No, that's kind of a serious question. Be honest with you, my father was an alcoholic. He died in his 50s as an alcoholic. And it kind of turned me off to drinking for a long time. And during high school and stuff like that, everybody get drunk, you know, and it was like I just didn't relate to it because it reminded me of bad feelings and things and experiences I had with my father. So until I realized that, you know, I could let all that go, I had a hard time drinking. Personally, it's a weird thing. I'm okay now though.
Oh yeah. Apparently that is healed. Okay. Do you have another question?
Yes. Where can we get your tequila?
You know, it's a really small little factory in the town of Tequila that makes this tequila. And they make all they can for me, and I've had it at the club for 7 years, and it never came to the States because I couldn't make enough. And finally, we got a little bit better bottling facility. And Wilson and Daniels and Young Market decided to distribute it. They're not here tonight. But anyway. And we're just little by little, we can't make too much of it, so it's never going to be everywhere, but little by little we're going from state to state, a couple thousand cases here and there, and it's hard to find sometimes, but it's worth finding.
All right.
I wouldn't turn you on to something that I didn't think was the best.
Now, he's promised me that as soon as this interview is over, I get to taste this, so we're going to find out. All right. Our next question is from John. He's flown all the way in here from Philadelphia. Hi, John. How you doing?
How you doing, John?
Oh, Sammy, thanks a lot. I missed you last week in AC. The limo forgot to pick us up. What could I say? But I'm here now.
The first show we were supposed to do was supposed to be in Philadelphia, the Hard Rock, but they had some flower power or something, some flower party or something there, so we had to go to Atlantic City, so I'm sorry we missed you. But anyway, we're here now. Congratulations for making it.
Thank you for being here tonight. You were talking earlier about Keith taking a bunch of your tequila back with him to England.
Uh-huh.
As rockers, we're all getting older, you, everybody. How do you feel about, like, Grandpa Jagger and rocking on until 55 and 60? I mean, you going to keep going like that?
I think it's great. I mean, obviously, I'm getting up there myself, and it's like I said, it's about the spirit. Those people that don't have the spirit will drop off. I mean, they'll do their time, and they'll make their mark, and then they'll disappear. But those people that really, truly have the spirit, like, you know, the Stones and those, you know, they have the spirit. And they'll go on as long as they have the spirit, and that's the way I feel. I always say, as long as Mick's doing it, I'm going to keep doing it because he was my first hero.
Amen. Amen. Let me just ask you very quickly before we get to you playing live, how's your voice tonight? Because you were talking about being a little ill yesterday. So how's the pipes?
Well, I can talk, but I probably won't be singing at my best, but like I said, this is about a party, and my band is great, and we're just going to jam, and if I can't hit the notes or something, my voice goes out. Well, everybody out there in Radio Land, they know I can sing. I got proof. I'm on records. But anyway, it's okay. It's just a party. You know, I'm not, like, trying to impress anybody. It's, you know, it's just about having fun, you know. I'll do the best I can. Everybody knows that.
All right.
Thanks for your concern, though, Jim.
I've been as polite as possible. Now, can I have a damn drink of the tequila or what?
Jim Ladd's gonna do a shot with me. Okay, you ready? On three, we say Mas Tequila.
One, two, three, Mas Tequila!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Hard Rock, we'll be back with Sammy Hagar, the Wolverinas, live right after this.